Welcome to your weekly finance news wrap. It's July 7th, 2026. I am Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online. First up today, we have electric vehicle updates. Kicking off with Farizon introducing their new game changer, the F3E electric cab chassis. A versatile addition to the market, the F3E is especially useful for small businesses and service fleets, with prices starting from $48,000. $990. The F3E comes in various formats that can be tailored to your business requirements with a maximum price tag of $53,490. But take note, purchasing an electric vehicle extends beyond the sticker price. It sure does provide a considerable range of 314 kilometers with its 72.8 kilowatt hours battery and supports fast charging. However, businesses should still consider the whole-of-life costs, lending views, and its suitability for the workload and charging access before making the investment. Moving on to Leapmotor, they're bringing more sub-40,000 options to the Australian EV market with the launch of B05. The base model starts at $35,990 with a noteworthy range of 401 kilometers. The more upscale version, called Design LR, offers a range of 482 kilometers with a starting price of $38,990. If value for money is what you're after, the B05 makes for a solid choice. Remember, when purchasing an EV, consider the total cost of ownership, including loan variables such as term, interest, and balloon payments. Use loan calculators provided on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, to help you with this. In the mortgage news, not all is calm after the Reserve Bank of Australia paused at a cash rate of 4.35% last month. Here's a hidden gem for property owners who are looking at potential savings, refinancing. Some lenders are aggressively targeting new mortgage customers by offering rate cuts. Existing mortgage holders would not benefit from these discounts unless they actively negotiate or look for refinancing options. Financial health. Available equity and credit history govern your eligibility. More importantly, prospective refinancers should also evaluate fees and loan features besides just the rates. Remember, don't stay still when your cash rate does. It's time to take a proactive stance for potential savings. That's it for this week's finance news, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Get more insights on personal and business loan finance at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, I'm Paige Estratori, signing off.